All right, here you go. We're about to start FOB Theater. I had to put a little bit of a preamble on the front because we lost a little bit of audio at the beginning. We actually fortunately made a backup copy of our audio. Actually, we recorded from two different sources, which was a miracle because the primary source actually failed on us. And surprisingly, just recording it off my phone worked pretty well. So we've got 1985's Enemy Mine. The audience is Belly, who you've all heard before, Doc Oates, who you've all heard before, and Nate, me. So we'll go ahead and get this started. I will throw in a beep when the movie actually starts, and you can press play. We did it a little different than the last one. We actually recorded with the audio in the background, so you will hear it. You may actually hear the pause music or dialogue going, where it kind of plays sort of part of the trailer on loop for a little bit. So ignore that, and I will give you a beep when the movie starts. Also, because of our little flub, you will hear me and the others discussing it at about the hour mark where we forgot that we had a secondary audio and we're kind of grumping about having to start over again. I'll see about cleaning it up a little bit because it's really kind of distracting, but you may hear bits and pieces of us going, "Ah, crap!" And here we go.
We actually made a trailer for this, so we're good. I got backup audio going, we got regular audio going. This is 1985's Enemy Mine with Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Jr., who, although never was in the military, has had a lot of military roles. Iron Eagle, and also Officer and Gentleman. And a bunch of other people turned that role down, and he nailed it. All right, we just hit play. I do not believe there is any sort of special different version of this film. I think there may be a different United Kingdom edit for some violence or something. Possibly, but there should only be one. You got the 20th Century Fox logo going here. So hopefully you've all caught up if you're watching along.
King's Road Entertainment.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. I think this is all they did. This movie almost didn't get made. Yeah, there was a big thing going on at Fox at the time, and Commando and a couple other films were getting greenlit. And the only reason this film got made, it went way over budget. Like, it had a budget of $17 million, ended up being $40 million, was because they were going to have to pay Louis Gossett or Dennis Quaid, regardless, because of the way their contracts were written, so they just finish it. It tanked in the box office. It only did, $12 million. But it did become a cult classic, as we all know, and it actually was the first Western sci-fi film played in Russia.
Right.
Well, actually, during the Soviet Russia era, which is interesting because there's a ton of Soviet parallels in here.
So I saw this movie originally in the theater.
Really?
The first time I saw it, I was kind of ho-hum. And it wasn't until after it came out to VHS, mm-hmm. and I watched it like 1,000 times over the summer, that I got into it. And like you said, I think that it did gain a greater following post-release.
And there's a couple of films that did that. And it's just, it's unfortunate that they weren't commercial successes.
I leave in the 21st century. The nations of the earth were finally at peace.
Yeah, earth finally at peace. So of course we have to pick a fight with somebody else. We always got to be fighting with somebody. If you do hear us clinking along, I do apologize. We kind of scheduled this as a lunch thing to work for everybody's schedule.
A race of non-human aliens called the Drax were claiming squatters.
Drax.
Yeah, you know we're going to get in a fight with whoever we meet.
Well,
that'll be the one thing that like unites the planet, is when we have somebody else to hate.
Unless they have hot chicks. Because I'll get my Captain Kirk on like it's nobody.
Bilateral terrain alliance.
I mean, the special effects aren't on Star Wars level, but they're like maybe Space 1999, 2001.
Legit for back then, because this is all non-CG.
Oh yeah, this is all practical effects. And they don't have like a lot of that weird shadow effect, which is good. Oh, those are the Drax fighters. Okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong, But this is one of the early onsets, like with the Drac language, that they actually hired linguists.
No, I...
Or this someone, they did something special for these guys.
So it's mostly Russian backwards.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Hence the whole Cold War.
There you go.
No wonder it went over well.
Again, you're in a space fighter. You don't have to worry about mass too much. Why wouldn't you have some sort of armor?
Roger, with two backups.
Is it just me or do the Earth fighters look like the pigs in spaceships?
Pigs in space!
And if they're gonna wear spacesuits, why don't you have the visor down? You know, the whole point.
Gotcha! Attaboy. Yeah, six more bandits on three.
I guess I thought we didn't see him.
Well, I sure as hell didn't see him. Did anybody see him? I see him all.
Oh.
Well, Bandit on zero.
I don't really see any formation flying.
No, there's a lot of similarities between Battlestar Galactica, the Cylons, and just the way that the airframes are made.
I'm sure a lot of influence was had. And a lot of the guys that did the special effects for these movies, if you weren't working at ILM, you know, and Lucas's guys, it pretty much was like a small group of Paramount and other dudes that were doing all the other effects.
Vision, he's beyond normal. Come on, Will Blaster, let's get out of here.
So the human ships have two pilots, and I think the Drax ships only have one. Man, he's obsessed with getting this kill.
Oh, visor's down.
All right, now that you're in an atmosphere,
yep.
You know, space would be the place where you actually need your visor.
Right. Joey didn't make it. Imagine that. I bet he has a freaking red shirt underneath.
He wore his red shirt today.
Call us on use.
You seen the meme? It's like, who's not excited about Top Gun 2? There's a very vintage sci-fi feel to this scene. He, like, he saved his buddy, but I think his buddy's already toast. Nope.
We're still alive.
Yeah, we're going to get the fond farewell.
At least they have a medic.
Tell my wife.
Oh, wait.
That's no, they don't have a medic.
They never have a fucking medic.
You see what you said?
Should have hooked him up with the stem pack. He'd have been good to go.
Yeah. Oh, he had a little Squad Bay romance going on. Never shit where you eat, man.
Oh, single tier. I like this guy.
I'm tired, boss. I'm so tired.
That's a good actor.
Oh, yeah, the acting's really good in this movie. I mean, dialogue's a little rough at points, but...
Hey, Joey!
Oh, yeah, unlike our original FOB theater, we decided to go ahead and just take the headphones off and do it this way. I don't think we're picking up too much background audio. You'll probably hear some occasionally.
Just enough for you to sync.
Yeah, just enough to make sure you're synced up, or to get really annoyed if you're not synced.
Oh, ow, oh.
Yeah,
ow.
Oh, buried under rocks.
Oh. Oh, that's that, no.
Now, that helmet, that look of the broken helmet, I've seen that in a bunch of sci-fi, like,
yes.
Where they have, like, the...
artist sketch and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Or, yeah, or, like, the it's usually, like, a skull.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you see, like, the guy, like, desert island kind of thing, the motif. And this is actually based on a book or a short story by Barry Longyear. And Fox, he sees the crash in the distance and he goes after it. But I forgot to turn on the subtitle.
It's like dune tunnels. You're gonna have a big old worm.
It's funny. I've never actually seen it.
So you've been killing these things?
Their blasters are so bullshit.
Who's the one? The humans?
It's the ones that they use in here.
The humans or the Drac?
I think maybe it's the Drac because it has like a little bulb on the back end or some shit. Hmm. It's like you squeeze it like it's an air horn. Yeah? Or a booby or some shit.
I don't think you can get too much play if you keep squeezing boobies like that. So yeah, I guess they fired the original director and brought in this other guy who actually stuck to the book.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it turned out pretty good. I'm not a big fan when they deviate far from the book. Like, way the fuck out.
The fire swamps? Oh, shh.
There's your rodent of unusual size.
What the fuck? Oh.
That's like a little space crabs. Herpes! Space herpes! Oh, we need to do ice pirates.
Ice pirates.
We'll do ice pirates, and it'll be our homage to
tentacles.
Our homage to Ted Cruz. Tentacle porn. Oh, can't escape the tentacle porn. Like a little cut rate.
I don't think I need any of those nitric oxide precursors.
Little cut rate Sarlacc pit here. Although to be fair, this movie was made around the same time as Return of the Jedi. So.
Yeah, that's it.
Snack sized.
So sandy.
Burp.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I love the subtitles.
The obligatory
loud burp. Oh, flashing light.
You know, it's kind of weird though. Like the matte painting makes it look like there was a. Whose shit is that? Oh, is that like half the Drac ship? Yeah, I guess it's like half the Drac ship.
Yeah, that's not the escape pod.
No. Oh, that's right. He did eject.
Davich.
Yeah, Louis Gasser Jr. does a fantastic job, like pretending to have like no grasp of the language and then building it up over time.
I would have thought that they would have done the universal greeting here somewhere, like when they first meet. You know, Ba Wheat, Grana Wheat, Ninibon, some shit like that.
Well, remember, when they first meet, I mean, and not to spoil it for anybody that hadn't gotten there, it's not exactly the nicest first meeting.
Yeah.
Why you gotta spoil it for me?
Because I didn't. You'll find out in a minute what really happens.
Water's splashing.
Oh! So, again, in, like, the weird stuff I found, so the pond that you're about to see was the same tide basin that they used for Das Boot, and the same, that was the same pool of water they used for filming Das Boot. It's also the same pool of water that was used in Neverending Story a couple times.
Huh.
Oh, they reuse all that stuff.
So I haven't seen Das Boot either.
Yeah, but you get that. You get, obviously you're familiar with where it is.
I think it's like a large glass boot.
I mean, it's like the better original version of U-571.
So, about U-571. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen U-571?
No. Look at that scaly, naked alien ass. I don't know if it's male or female, but...
Check it out. Check out that tail, though.
He wants some of that tail.
What the hell is hovering? Is that like a...
Yeah, it's like
a...
It's a distress balloon.
Okay.
Where did he find the wood? That's what's confusing me. Like something.
Oh, I like the way he drinks it. It's like tilted his head back like a bird.
Yeah, they do a really good alien, like, what do you call it when you try and embellish the actual, like, biological characteristics of a species? Like, they actually really put some thought into, or the author did. Somebody put some thought into.
Exobiology,
there we go. So you got a little seer here. He's trying to, you know, he's not evading the enemy, but he's...
No, he is not.
He's not evading the enemy, but he is doing the survival part.
He's doing survival.
Or he's just got a real hard-on for killing the enemy. I don't
know. No, that guy's doing survival.
Yeah.
That guy is not doing survival or evasion.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just going to engage the enemy. I just have to kill this motherfucker.
I guess you could say that's survival. Yeah. Eliminate all.
At this point, it's more like revenge.
Oh shit!
See, that's the shit right there, man. How the fuck close do you need to be? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's still using the shitty little 9mm. Pew pew. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some great. Look at that crappy little chrome K bar. It actually looks like one of those.
It does have those squeezy.
It looks like one of the knife that Davich has. Looks like one of them survival knives you used to order out of the back of the catalog with the hollow blade.
Yes,
or the hollow, no tang to the blade whatsoever. So of course it breaks whenever you use it. But. So we got so they landed on a planet that looks like it's maybe a moon of a gas giant, which would explain the meteor shower.
That is a classic M2 survival knife.
Thunder, rumble. I just like to read the.
The sound effects, subtitles really get you.
Yeah, those are kind of my favorite.
For the deaf and hard of hearing, like we all are, because have you guys filed for your 2M hearing aid? You too may be entitled to compensation. That is the new cancer of. Because alien stuff's green, right? Thanks, Spock.
Thunderclaps, wind howling. Just for consistency, I got it.
I mean, I will say this is not a monome or a monobiome or whatever. I mean, there is some sort of plant and animal life. It's not a pure desert.
Ooh, the water does not look like it's doing well for him.
For who?
The guy that. Oh no, maybe he is like. I can't.
Oh, he's dancing.
At first, I thought he was like.
Look,
oh
look
my
at
God,
that! Look at that dance. He's got some moves.
Oh my God.
Like.
Oh shit. Let's get soaking wet.
I mean, if we're not careful, this may turn into that Guillermo del Toro movie.
I haven't seen it, but oh my goodness. I know the plot. And by plot, I mean fish sex.
Fish sex. He's got the little Predator Commando rise from the water there.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, this alien's operator is fuck, man. Creature from the Black Lagoon. I wonder if it's a stunt double. No, dude, he's pouring gas in it.
Oh,
now I understand the preview.
The trailer makes so much more sense. Where do you see that giant shit he takes?
It's mana! Oh no, they have different gas jets in the future. Mm. Nice.
Hell of a pen flare there.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be alive.
Here's the thing. They're fucking spacecraft running on combustible fuel. You don't think they have, some type of ion engine?
Oh! You'd be able to find out at Area 52 in just a few
weeks.
Oh!
Now? Security defense is engaged.
Go slide, man, slide. He
may be a good pilot, but he is not the brightest.
He's lighting up right now.
Oh yeah, I mean, if we're talking intellectual, I think Drac is. Look. Oh yeah, the
mouth twitches.
Oh yeah, yeah, the prosthetics. It took him 4 hours. It took him 4 hours to put that crap on.
I admire that. That's amazing. His ears popping out.
Oh yeah, that's very. Looks like. There's a lot of cool close-ups.
Alive.
So yeah, while the spaceships look a little janky, they really work on the practical effects for his face. Well, all of him.
Hey, Drac, I'm hungry.
Earth Man 1. Boom.
Drew definitely remembers this movie. Give me some space chicken. Thanks for bringing over chicken, by the way.
Do you understand any English, toad face?
Toad face. There's no way a toad.
No, it's lizard would be my go-to insult. I mean, they definitely had intent with what the words were. They weren't just random gibberish.
Huh?
but I don't know that they really worked on a language, per se, as opposed to just flipping Russian around.
So your name's Jerry Shields, so what?
Which is actually a reference to one of the actors they originally wanted.
You know, like, usually when people try to make something sound Russian, they just play it backwards.
Yeah.
So if it's, like, backwards Russian, does that just sound English?
My name is
Duh. Duh.
It's like forward Russian.
Food?
Yeah, he's just saying yes. I would not have heard that. The subtitle said food. I did not hear that out of that. Now his English does become much more pronounced as the movie goes on. Space slug. It's high in protein, right?
Yeah.
There's your sheer training.
So according to sheer training, we should probably soak that in some water first so it shits out all of its dirt before we eat our worms.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he cares.
Oh,
he's going on and he's going to town on that like a nasty Snickers. That's some good. Oh, Drac purposely fed him that to make it gross. Like, look at him. He's like, oh, spit it out, Earthman.
I'm born again hard. Sport, spit that out, you pussy. Yeah, which is like, I won't give you the satisfaction. Space Russian.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's about to get ugly.
Asteroids.
We've got some Zarky. Let's do it.
Xerxes?
Excuse me, meteorites.
Oh.
Once they've entered the atmosphere.
So it's comets?
This is actually one of their first major language bonding experiences here.
Ah. Oh, looks like some bondage right there.
Tie me up like one of your French girls.
What, did they always surrender?
I don't know if the French women do, but who said it?
I hear it's the pits.
Did you see that crazy flying French soldier thing they had going?
What? No.
Yeah, they, like, some dude came up with a hoverboard solution.
They got three moons. They got, wait, come up with a what?
Some, I'll tell you a second.
All right. Aw. All sleepy times. Uh-oh.
Ha, the fucking knife does have a screw cap.
No.
Oh, it is a survival knife. Awesome.
It does. Holy shit. There's got to be some matches.
Right?
Like a fucking like compass.
Fishing line. Yeah, so there's like some French engineer came up with like a skyboard. So he was like rocking and rolling with his rifle or something. I don't know. It was on the news the other day.
They have limes
in the coconut. Green Jell-O sucks, no matter who makes it.
Put the lime in the coconut.
So this is what kills me about going up to this scene, right?
But he has no idea what
is that is. He woke up. No. Yeah. He woke up, got his knife. Homeboy is still asleep. Why is he alive? Because he should have stuck him right in the head.
Because he saved his life. Nah. And he didn't want to be alone.
What'd you say your name was? Your name.
Actually, it probably does make a little bit of sense. Because remember when he went into the ship the first time, he got shocked? So maybe he figured Drac would have to, he'd have to work with Drac because all of his shit was on lockdown. Maybe. Survival at that point. Well, he already knew Drac didn't outright kill him. He tried to kill Drac. Drac didn't outright kill him, so I guess he's like, maybe I can work with this guy a little bit.
So if that were you, and you were all snuggled up, spooning with the enemy,
considering he didn't
woke up in the middle of the night,
considering he didn't kill me the first two times, he didn't leave me out to die in the meteors. He tied me up instead of killing me when I tried to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably cut him a little bit of slack.
Yeah. Nah, for me, man, homeboy would not be waking up. All
right, how many foreign troops have you ever worked with? A lot, right? You work with some?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, it's the politicians that are the assholes. Once you start working with professional soldiers, I'm not talking about, like, freaking rebels and...
What I'm saying, he's the enemy.
He is.
And he shot me the fuck down.
No, you shot him down.
That's right.
He shot him down. So far, Davich has been the aggressor. I mean, you saw he thought about knife and Drac, and he thought about it. And he had a crisis of conscience and walked away from it.
He's a better man than I am.
Well, it would have been a really short movie if he knifed him. Well, as we later find out, I don't know.
Oh, I didn't notice he put his fucking space uniform on.
Oh, yeah.
He has kazoos? I didn't realize there would be instrumentation involved.
Oh, they play a lovely duet later.
Oh, do it.
Yeah. You and me. Living together in harmony. Earthman and alien.
I don't love you and you don't love me. We're strangers, you understand? You get it or don't you get the English, huh?
Oh, I grok what you just said,
Yeah, he realizes it's gonna take dual survival to get out of this.
Oh, he just face.
I'd have gotten my fucking Boy Scout on. I'd have been good to go, man. I'm just saying.
So this movie takes place between 2092 and 2095. And 3 years would be a long time to be alone.
All we gotta do is we have to build a shelter. Stones.
God, that special effects on that mat, that makeup, like even his teeth. So apparently Drac took Seer School, but Davich did not, because Davich don't know how to build shit.
Yeah, right?
What did you say about my mother? Stonehut Jesus would be proud of.
Of course, he was more
a wood guy.
Yeah, I know.
He did have this one door.
Sheet.
Oh.
Shit. What do you mean, shit?
How long have they been together? It seems like they've been together for at least like a week at this point.
Not solid.
They would have straight up died if they tried to sleep in that thing. Straight up died.
Apparently, snickering you don't actually need a translation for, but that's pretty good.
Sitting here by the campfire, learning English.
These are both my feet.
You have seen this movie way too many times. He jumped on this when I told him what movie. He was like, "Oh, I'm down, I'm down." Nice.
He looks like a lobster.
Yeah, great.
A little bit of crustacean, but I'm feeling the lizard. He definitely feels alien.
This?
Yeah.
My head? That's you hit. You ugly head.
I even love, like, the alien laughter is, like, great.
That is Dulwich ugly head.
Your mother was a hamster.
Your father's a little elderberry.
This is hatchet shit.
While you're having such a I think so too. That's
a good book.
I think they base the Drac religion, once they start getting into it, it's like kind of like it looks like it's based like on Islam.
Try again. You learned this from great Drac teacher.
Shizmar. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Is this great Ekman Badger?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, actually.
Oh, sort of. Yeah, he actually agrees. That's awesome. What?
CCR, man.
Apparently that lasted the 21st.
Well, that's the great... It's classic rock. It's always classic, even 100 years later.
I love it.
It's like how they're now calling Beastie Boys and all these sci-fi films was classic rock.
Mm. Oh, so you're listening to classic. It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah, that beard. We got the hair. And that's what I actually enjoy about this movie. He, like, actually looks like he'd been sitting there for a minute. Yeah. As opposed to, like, every other sci-fi movie or whatever where, like, somebody's stranded and they don't grow any facial hair. Or they get, like, the lightest stubble after 6 months.
Right.
Lunch. I just want to know what this thing's eating. I guess it's eating stuff off the ground, but it's got a lot of body mass for... I'm not seeing a lot of, like, input.
Oh!
There's your space crabs. Now, I don't know if that's a language, or if they just put a bunch of characters on a piece of paper. He can eat anything if you heat it up.
Or put it on a stick. You know? Just like carny food.
Worm kebab.
That is carny food.
You know, in any country, man, you go
I'm
to...
in favor of it.
Like, they got meat on a stick side of the road. The shit is legit.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what it is. You know, don't fucking tell me.
I don't care if it's rat or hyena.
That's a goat dick.
Oh,
you know?
Yummy. Some yummy goat dick. You so see, sweet. You know how to season goat dick. Apparently, Greyhound buses also survived 200 years or 100 years in the future.
Intelligent life takes a star.
A kebab stand? Fuck yeah.
And that's the book you're always reading? I'm the one that's taking a stand. Remember, I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you sons of shit, Matt.
Shizmar.
Yeah, whatever.
This world becomes like you. Shizmar. You know something,
Jerry. That's probably one of those things where nobody really knows you really started the shit.
Yo, Mickey Mouse is one stupid goat.
Oh my god, like,
he knows this movie. So this is apparently the only take where Dennis Quaid didn't bust out laughing. Like, they did like 40 takes and shit, and he busted out laughing like every fucking time.
Oh!
Done fucking deal.
Oh no, tentacle porn. It's time.
He's going to get some sweet, sweet tentacle loving.
Here's the interesting part,
yeah.
Right? Obviously, let's say they've been here for months.
Uh-huh.
And he's been tracking these damn things down, and he didn't know that pit was there?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. I mean, he probably had no reason to go in it. He probably saw it, but didn't think about it. Yeah, you'd think, like, all the husks around it would have been some sort of indicator.
Oh, it's about to get hot now. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Bounce chicka tentacle, bounce wow.
It only has one, though. I guess you only need one.
You beat me to it. if I wasn't drinking water.
Oh, you got fluids.
Yeah, oh, speaking of fluids, what the fuck are they drinking?
Why don't we wash with the fluids?
That fucking the little cesspool that they were swimming in. It rains there.
Yeah. It seems like a long way to go get water, though. Yeah, because it's really going to listen to you. You can't get Drac to listen to you.
We got to watch Doctor Strange as well.
Oh, it's been a hot minute since I've seen that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see the teeth on the tentacle?
I mean, it was all good when we were playing tentacle porn, but, like...
Yeah, this is some rough love right here.
Do not use your teeth. Do not use your teeth. So wrong.
Wait till you see what it's attached to. What'd you say?
He's got his blunderbuss.
That was funny.
Bust. Yeah. Squeeze it.
So look at this shit.
No, there's a button on top.
Oh, you didn't squeeze the...
There's a button. Maybe you gotta prime it.
Blue blood. This is clearly a... Oh, what?
There's your sandworm.
That's an anglerfish. That's what it is.
Basically, right? That's pretty cool.
Gonna have to amputate.
This is gonna feel so good. Oh. Hot poker up your ass. I mean.
Oh, it burns! It burns!
You know, it would make a lot of sense if that thing injected some sort of sedative or
poison.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's the whole point of the movie. It's like getting over your bullshit.
But that thing up there was even more ugly than you.
I don't think it was much of a conversationalist either.
I like this story already.
Oh, that's a good story. And Davich has an inspiration.
I will not build drum.
That's it! Even the thing under the ground couldn't bite through this. I bet these shells are meteor proof. They're meteor proof!
Zaki Zaki! Or Zerky. I'm gonna bang my head with this thing and hope you understand.
Jerry Eldred. Where would you be without me?
Great line.
Oh wow. Nice.
Now they got a hut with this weird carbon wood.
That's badass. I kind of want one of those. But you know what? He's layering it the wrong direction, so water's going to come in.
Yeah, well.
We have to talk about that.
You think he's more worried about the meteors?
Oh, Danny.
Actually, what they should have done was put a canvas layer on top from one of their parachutes. Ooh. Then put the...
But so you tuck that top one behind the bottom one?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Other way around, I know.
We're ignoring the fact that in the beginning of the movie, they hunkered down in a fucking cave.
Yes.
Where's the cave? Why
not? It was a really shitty cave, though.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
That'd have been good shelter, right?
You know, you do your whatever, you bivouac and all that shit outside.
Yeah, until
you sleep the fuck in the cave. I don't understand it.
That's a weird beard. I mean, I know it's like a face wig, like a merkin.
You think his beard is legit or is it glued on?
That's glued on.
You think so?
This guy does practical effects.
If it's not glued on, dude does not grow like beard hair. He grows like
Mickey Mouse.
I don't know, like head hair on his face.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Right, but I mean, so let's fast forward, right? Dennis Quaid, right? Yeah. All the movies that we've seen in there.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why I bring it up.
He never
has his beard. No, there's been a couple other movies where he's had a beard. It looks just like that.
Really?
I think that's Day After Tomorrow? Did he have one in Day After Tomorrow?
Maybe
he's got real thin hair.
And if you look at where.
Maybe he grows.
I think it's a legit beard.
You know what you want me to call him?
The bottom part looks legit. The rest of it looks all like
the top, like you know.
It's so straight. It's like is he fucking?
He's grooming it. He's grooming it. Oh! It's love. Is this love that I'm feeling?
Don't ask.
Hi,
no more.
Oh, we're getting all Jedi here.
Dilate like a pupil. That's right.
No, you can sit on the council, but you can't be a master. The rank of master is not granted to you, Drac. There's no council there to grant you.
Glato Barat. A different book.
Yes, completely different book. It didn't try and eat his face. Oh, they did throw in a tarp. And now it looks like they actually did the layering properly.
Nice.
So somebody went back and corrected his mistake. What's up with this? Is this some kind of wonky peace pipe?
I think they're making some hooch.
Oh, they're getting high. They are getting high.
We ate. We slept.
That's like a good thing.
Sometimes I listen to the skies for some faint hope of rescue.
What kind of weird ass sleeping? Face down, ass up. That's the way Drac likes to sleep.
Yeah, that's not real. That looks more real than that.
Then what?
All I'm saying. Like, his whole hair thing.
Got a beard. You don't think it's real?
I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe part of it, but like not all of it.
I studied its language and read its tone.
Oh, yeah. You know, so he keeps calling it it. Yeah, Drac don't have gender.
Huh.
Or they're hermaphroditic or something.
I think the term is they.
They, yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chim.
Because if it was it, they would all float down there.
One receives evil from another, but one not do evil in return. Rather, let him.
Wait.
Now he looks like Space Jesus.
Yeah,
right? Space Jesus here and shit.
At least they can multiply their food pretty easily.
Space crabs. I give you the loaves.
Talmud? Sorry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Space Talmud.
But what you have not yet learned is the way we Drac express the words of Islam.
Oh, you are right. This really does borrow heavily from Islam. As they're facing, as they're praying to the setting sun.
Yeah.
Well, his angle's a little off. Should be the rising sun. Should be, you know, whatever.
Okay. Maybe it's rising. I don't know. We don't know what time of day it is.
Okay.
It feels like it's setting, but it could be rising.
Either way, it's heliocentric. Oh.
I mean, it makes sense for a lot of religions to be heliocentric, because without the sun, we are fucked.
Fair point.
I guess it was setting.
Yeah, I think this movie was my babysitter over the summer.
Jerry!
Look at him run!
It's pretty legit how they get.
Is he Naruto running with his hands behind his back?
Find yourself a shell. Find yourself a shell.
Oh. They should have brought a shell umbrella with them.
Oh, this is where. Okay, I'm not gonna. I'll wait.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Yes. The Romans are coming. You can tell by the candles.
Oh, God. Or maybe the ancient Chinese. Hey, man, they had the first rockets.
He is not a PT stud right now. Let's go.
I scored 250. I swear. No. Nice. What? No.
No!
Fuck, I like him now. Kill him after I like him. I saw the preview, though.
You realizing bastard!
I'm sorry,
though. You live like animals! And you get so fat you can barely move! You'll never conquer the universe at stake!
Conquer the universe!
Nice.
You will hear 1,000 years before you! Well, in case you haven't heard it, Drac Base, we legally annexed the star system. Invaded the star system. Bullshit! You're the invaders!
How do you legally annex something?
Yeah,
we are founders of the world!
I wonder what Drac architecture looks like. Can we see that at the end of the movie?
When they go to the temple, yeah.
Okay.
You spread like a disease! What are you gonna do about it, huh? You see, what we do about the Earthman? We treat!
Ha ha! Some fighter you are, huh? You didn't last a week without me!
You're loud! You owe your miserable existence to me!
Fighting like an old married couple.
I give them this. Their shit talking is like fucking on point.
Without going too heavy into the swearing?
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I mean, does he even know if choking him will do anything? Man, tensions really flare when the meteors are coming.
Did he really kill him?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Whew. I think this is where the Drac shed the tear.
I think they're both really just stressed out that they're trapped and seem to have no hope of survival. And going all Robinson Crusoe and shit here.
It's like Fight Club. Get in the pit and try to love someone. So what would be worse? Solitary confinement?
Son of a bitch.
Or confined to?
Oh, fucking Christ.
It sounds like there's a recording issue.
Yeah.
We haven't been recording all the time.
Stopped after 2 minutes.
Motherfucker.
What do you guys want to do?
Just watch the fucking movie.
I'm fine with starting again. Are you fine with starting again?
Do we have time?
I do.
Yeah, we got time.
Are you sure, or do you want to do it another time?
God damn it, I should have gotten up and checked.
Well, who would have figured, right?
I look at it like this. I mean, you know, sometimes people just have to learn to live with fucking disappointment. Because we're going to replay it from, if we start it over when we replay it, right?
Yeah.
The comments are not going to be there. You know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's
it'll be different.
We missed it. We're OBE at this point. You know? Mm-hmm. We just watch it for the movie and, like, you know what? Hey, you know what? Sorry. You know? Here's the 2 minutes.
I can go either way, man. Like, I'm totally fine
with whatever you want to do, brother. It's your podcast.
I'm totally fine with.
I kind of want to start over. God damn it.
Bring it.
Sure, you won't come with me.
But this does require more alcohol.
Yeah, I agree. God damn it. Oh, no. We're good. I did a separate recording off the phone.
Okay, we're good. We're going to keep going. Holy shit. All right.
Awkward moments. Yeah. Awkward moment. I still need more alcohol.
No. We're good. I got to figure out why this shit's not recording. But we're good. Oh, thank God.
Are you recording again?
Thank you. No, we're fine.
We're just doing it all off the
action. Everybody will hear that we had a panic attack.
Okay.
No, there's no we. Not we had a panic attack.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I did a backup. Oh, thank God I did a backup.
Just like this gentleman in the video we're watching, he's looking for backup. Tie it back in. Let me go find my alcohol.
Oh, wait. Did we miss it?
You miss what?
The announcement.
What?
Did it happen or not? I don't remember.
No, it hasn't happened.
Not yet. Okay.
Okay.
I think they decide they want to split up for a bit.
A little time off.
The marriage is falling apart.
Look, he's fixing a cry. I think he's going to shed a drac tear. Because he's all full of estrogen.
No, it's draxtrogen. We almost had an issue there with audio, but fortunately we recorded it twice.
Here's one of the things that I enjoy about cinematography from back then. Like, these scenes, I mean, they're not built in green rooms.
No, they're not.
You know?
Just on soundstage.
Some of this shit is not, I mean, this is on location.
Wait, what planet?
No.
Nevada?
I think some of it was like in Munich.
Not all of it.
Mordor!
He's got it. Hey, did you see, speaking of Mordor, did you see that meme? It showed Obi-Wan Kenobi and fucking Frodo.
Yeah,
and he was like, wrong volcano.
Just kind of looking like old Luke there.
Well, wouldn't that make it Mustafar then?
Mustafar was Star Wars.
I don't know Mustafar. I know nothing. Red smoke, we got green smoke.
So, Cheez-Its went
Pepsi.
Speaking of product placement.
Yeah, right?
I guess in the book it was a Coke can.
That's, I thought it was originally was a Coke can.
So, speaking of product placement, Cheez-Its no longer can claim Tabasco sauce.
I thought it was originally a Coke can, because right before the scene came up, in my mind, I was thinking Coke. Yeah. I've never read the fucking book.
I don't even know if it's a book. I think it might be just a short story.
You know what? I miss those. Those little, I can't remember what the digest
was. Little sci-fi journal.
Little sci-fi journal or whatever.
Well, it's English. So, I mean, the Coke, the Pepsi cans probably did give away it was humans, but. So today's podcast, or pod recording, was brought to you by Fried Chicken. Food Lion Fried Chicken.
G&B and Apple.
Yeah, alcohol and Cheez-Its.
Suntory Whiskey.
Suntory.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. You dipping?
I'm dipping.
Maggots.
Do you have any extra? Because when you dip, I dip, we dip.
Yeah.
Is that? No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh no, a drac head.
What the?
Why was he, like, freaking out? It's just a skull. I mean, it's a very well done skull.
I think that the large ass centipede next to it would freak me out more.
The millipede?
Whatever the fuck so, is scary.
This is what bothers me about this scene.
What?
Like, the fucking remains are long dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is he wigging out?
I think No. Why do we have worms, millipedes, maggots?
Because like, it's a trash pile. There was other trash.
Ah, okay. Okay.
I'll buy that.
They hunted drags for slave labor, so we tolerated them.
I can only hope they found. We got some analogies here to frickin' colonial times.
I'll see a freaking ponytail among them or a tri-pointed hat. What are you talking about?
You got slave runners, but they only are tolerated because they're slaving the enemy. People that are considered, you know, subhuman by the.
So how long do you think he was gone? His little trek.
A couple weeks. Maybe 2 weeks.
So and interestingly, right? You know, in the scenes where he's going on recon, all he brought was his bow. He didn't have like no.
There was a backpack.
No, a backpack coming back. He didn't have a ruck going out, dude.
What was he going to take with him?
I don't fucking know. The little green bubbles they had?
Something to start fire with. No, that was what Drac brought with him. Those are gone. Mm. Oh, they didn't split up because they were mad. He wanted to go investigate and see if there was something going on.
Yeah.
And Drac said he couldn't go. Now we find out.
He just has another bow, so to speak.
Look into my eyes.
I am Art Bell.
Wait, we can't even feed ourselves and you go and get pregnant.
In my belly.
Cue alien chest burster.
Now, do they asexually reproduce, or did he, like, was he already pregnant when he landed?
They cuddled. No, they cuddled. They canoodled. Baby? It could be, like, part, you know.
A little brack?
Right?
Proud! Don't look at me!
I mean, they've obviously got to be able to have more than one offspring. Otherwise, you'd have no population growth.
Don't look at me. Wait, you saying you were involved?
You can't do this to me.
Huh?
We're gonna need a paternity test.
Paternity test.
You humans. Here's what's interesting to note about Louis Gossett Jr. and his acting ability is if you notice when he did the internal physical change from I'm a dude to now I'm having a kid, right? How his acting changed from a masculine role
to a maternal.
Yes, it's pretty fucking.
Oh, he's a
amazing.
Fantastic actor.
It's amazing.
He is a very underappreciated actor.
Hey, dude, I think you're right about the asexual reproduction. Like, he just basically said that essentially, like, with the Drax, that it just happens. Humans is a choice with Drax.
Yes.
It just happens when it's time.
When it's time.
So I'm not sure if that's one or multiple, but it sounds like
Well, you'd have to have multiple kids to have any population group.
No, but I think, though, like with the Drac, though, right, the way that, and going along with your saying, right, that you are not guaranteed to reproduce. It either happens or it doesn't fucking happen.
And how much, you know, each individual, you know.
Right.
But they definitely got to pop out more than one kid. Those that do have kids.
Some might pop out none. Some might pop out 20. We don't know for him.
Now. Yeah.
All we got is Louis.
But in order to have, as a genetic species, in order to have population growth, you would have to have more than one to one.
Hey, that's just math, right?
Yeah.
I don't get math. But, like, if you could, like, yeah, we'll go with that.
From dead with Jerry.
Huh? I'm knitting a little pair of trousers for the little Dracling. You're right, he does get very maternal. He goes from freaking warrior. I mean, then again, you could also argue like Amazon, you know. There are plenty of female fighters. And Israel has everybody serves. We've got, you know, a lot of women in our ranks.
But even like women to serve, I mean, you know, women are women, men are men. I'm saying like for the role here.
Yeah.
He went from a masculine character to a whoop feminine character.
I think you're just
and
sexist.
He did a good fucking job.
Oh yeah.
I think you're just sexist. He's not maternal. He's tracternal.
But there was definitely like a hormonal.
Yes.
A definite clear. At least for human perspective, you get the feeling of a hormonal shift.
Your unlimited human minds.
Uh oh. It's the ugly faces back.
Perhaps the tentacle.
They want some nookie.
So, is this the same one, or is it a different one?
I would imagine those things have a aggressive territory.
Yeah.
And this thing wasn't that far away.
But didn't they shoot that tentacle off?
Could have been healed over the past couple months. And now it's angry and it smells them.
So it just regenerated because...
It healed.
Oh.
Everything heals.
Like, it's gonna
choke some Drac here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Davidge is a heavy sleeper. Oh, this thing wants some Drac. It's pissed.
Oh, no.
That's not small either.
No.
Kick Davidge! Kick him!
Come on, baby mama.
Hey, wake up, dog!
Wait, were they planning on this?
No. Yeah, let's pick up the coals in our hands.
Why did the thing fall over outside? I don't...
This is when the storm comes in.
Oh, so you know what? I bet that thing was hungry. Because it probably wasn't getting its normal food source, so it went looking for food.
I felt the heat from the little...
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
What the fuck are those spikes?
These just ugly trees, man. Whatever the fuck. I know this planet's hostile as shit.
Is this Australia?
Everything's trying to kill you.
I did not get that those are trees. I thought those were like stone pillars or something.
No, that's what they're burning. It's some sort of carbonous fucking growth.
Do you have preps oil? Carbonous growth.
Make for very boring conversation if everybody's got five names.
Yeah, right?
Or maybe that's their way of counting. Like, this is first, this is second, this is third, this is, like, I mean, this is a cycle. Or that could just be tied back to the whole Arabic, like, the son of even.
Yeah. Oh no, man! I'd have found that fucking cave a long time
ago. Yeah, no shit. That floor looks hard enough that they wouldn't have to worry about any space invaders. I mean, the good news about the snow is it's fresh water.
Yeah.
Good news about space invaders.
Ooh, ouch!
Great video game.
Ouch.
Rollerball. So much fun. It's more of an arcade thing. This looks more like an arcane.
Wait, where do you get a Kit Kat from? Motherfucker's been holding out.
Yeah, right. He's been holding out on his fucking MREs. Fucking tray rats.
Dude, that is a straight up Kit Kat. Oh, maybe you picked that up from the trash.
We should open up a little place here.
But that looks like a fucking Kit Kat.
What would you do for a Klondike?
Dude, I'd kill a motherfucker for Snickers on a bad day.
Dude, when I was in boot camp, we were outside the Thunderdome. They had probably three platoons formed up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting to go in. And like fucking something, I caught something glistening in the ground. And I looked down. And there was like a fucking piece of Snickers. It was in the grass. I don't know how many fucking recruits are there. So I'm looking at it. And I'm fucking hungry as fuck, man.
Oh, this is when you were a hat.
No, this is when I was a recruit.
Oh.
And I'm standing there. And fucking, and you know what? Like, we got, you know, they said,
Is it during the Crucible?
No, this is before. This is like probably like first or second phase.
Okay.
You know? And then, you know, it was like, hey, rack and stack your gear before we went in. And like when we dropped our ruck, dude, I bent down and I grabbed it and it's in my hand. Another recruit saw. And he's looking at me and I put that shit in my fucking chopped it out of my mouth and he's there and I can't even remember the recruit's name. It's like, give me the, hey, what about me? I pulled some fucking 90 Snickers out of my mouth. Gave,
did he eat it?
He ate it. That was the best thing I've ever seen in my life, man. You can't.
I mean, obviously, it'd come out of somebody else's mouth before it hit the ground. When you're hungry, it don't matter, right?
Computers. And my mom, she used to be a waitress. Waitress.
Noble profession.
We used to visit my grandpa when I was just a kid. Had this place out in the country. I think he was a farmer.
You don't know what your grandpa did?
He was a moisture farmer.
And his name was Owen.
Here stands before you Willis E.
Dawkins. I know what my grandparents did. You realize how batshit nuts he'd be if he had to sit on this planet by himself for 3 years? It was a good decision not to kill the enemy.
You make it sound pretty
happy.
Yeah.
Busting balls, man. This is actually pretty fucking.
Oh, yeah, this movie's deep.
This is like, yeah, it's deep.
And it's been replicated a lot on sci-fi shows and stuff. But,
as far as, you know, when we were talking about that, you know, earlier when I made the comment about, you know, the reference to the beginnings of creating a legit language or type. Like, the depth of character development. Not who the fuck am I, but, I mean, the depth of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The substance of the character. This movie is fucking amazing.
Oh, it is. And it's really sad that it wasn't a success. I mean, I think everybody's gone back and looked at it and been like, oh, this was actually a really amazing movie.
Yeah.
When was it made?
85.
85.
And this is 2019. And we are watching this, talking about it. I have to say, like, there's some sort of success going on. But, like, we're still sitting here watching Louis Gossett Jr. in all this garb.
Well, and
fucking being moved. Fucking 30 years later.
And plus, it holds up.
Like, dude. Correct it. Yeah. Yeah. It's
now, I will say Drac, a.k.a. Jerry, the makeup, I'm not sure which came first, but Last Starfighter, Grig, I mean, they really look pretty similar.
Very similar.
on first glance. Once you look at them a little deeper, it's different, but. And I'm also guessing that it's not normal what happens here.
No, this is not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't work as a species.
Right.
Let's see what's up.
It works for the plot, but it wouldn't work for the species.
Okay, so he's basically having a fucked up birthing process.
I wonder if he has any other kids. Like, he knows something's wrong, so I wonder if he has other kids.
Women always get nervous before labor. Pregnant people,
things get nervous.
Pronouns are confusing.
God, even in the future, we can't get this right. Gender identity is a struggle, even in the future.
Bro birthing is so fucking hard.
Apparently, this was the first time a quote unquote male gave birth in a movie.
Oh!
Is it? Yeah. Oh, this movie is a lot of firsts, actually.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This is before Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was just thinking.
Yeah. 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 Oh, wait, twins? Yeah. Or not twins, Junior.
Junior.
Junior. Is he making like a social commentary on sex?
That's kind of fascinating. Like just that whole concept of like a
you're incomplete because it takes two of you.
A balanced being or two beings who have to come together out of an imbalance. Yeah,
that's a very yin yang philosophy,
right? Or like one.
This is cool right here.
He has a gigantic BM.
Listen to me. That's what he said.
Oh. Like, this would have never worked if he was pregnant earlier in the film.
Don't kid around. I mean, really, come on. Word choice.
I kind of wonder if Jerry has other kids, because, like, he knows what's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, this is not normal. This doesn't feel normal.
I'm going to still have to watch this without you guys at some point, where I can sit there and, like, be all, like, emotional and shit. Instead of fucking, like...
It's Blu-ray. You can just pop it in. You know, you can watch it tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My better half?
Yeah. You can watch it tonight.
You can pop it in?
Is that God.
Is that... Okay. Alright. We might have...
He might like it.
Yeah, I think he might.
The circle of life. Mazapena. But he does have to kind of lift the kid up and recite the lineage.
Oh, shit. Oh. This is getting better and better.
It's got layers of Lion King in here.
So here's the question, right? With their asexual reproduction or whatever, mm-hmm. right? So if it in a normal instance, does he shit the kid out? Or like where does the kid pop out from?
How many holes has he got? Is right. What you want to know.
Or, I mean, man, what if he was, if he had to, like, piss the kid out? That shit would be
passing a kidney stone.
Yeah, right? Like, damn!
Kidney stone.
Oh.
Don't die on me! Do you have a medic? He knows the line. That's all we need to say. That and more Motrin.
Change your socks.
Don't die on me.
Change your Jerry, you didn't change your socks. You didn't change your socks, and that's why you're dying.
Don't leave me.
Change your socks and drink water.
Spiny belly. So you gotta wonder if those pricklers are like some sort of like protective measure against the baby.
Right?
Okay. Evolutionary protective thing.
Get that cone head baby out. We're rolling.
Here comes the France.
I mean, this seems like it'll be less abusive than the Men in Black birthing sequence.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You haven't seen Men in Black?
I have, but it's been so fucking long.
Remember that Will Smith's outside the car and the alien, the mom drags him into the car with the tentacles?
Oh, yes.
And then starts, like, flogging him against the hood of the car. I gotta cut this kid out now.
You gotta get this fucking kid.
Are you gonna call him Caesar?
The salad dressing?
Open him up, open him up. Oh!
Chest burster, let's go.
Well, you remember that Star Trek The Next Generation where they accidentally killed the mom and they had to cut the baby out?
Yeah.
They're always cutting babies out of dead aliens.
This looks so fucking good.
I'm glad that you have a respect for the physical effects.
I am, like, in awe. Like, from...
Rip open Jerry's gut! This is some crude stuff here, but I guess you don't want to use a knife. You might cut the baby.
So I don't know something that I know about, you know, like Drac physiology, but I mean, as far as, like, humans...
You mean ripping the stomach part.
7 pounds of pressure per square inch in order to rip open the skin.
Hmm.
So you could act...
I thought it was 7 pounds of pressure to rip out the throat.
It's an ear, but the skin, it's the same thing, you know. If you can get a grip and apply the pressure. So, in Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, that one scene where, shit is legit.
Five finger
death. Looks
like a giant shit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an arm.
It's fucking Quado.
That's some practical effects.
That's kind of crazy, man.
I mean, they definitely devoted budget to character.
How long did that kid have to be in makeup? That's my question.
No. that's an amazing animatronic.
You ever seen Leprechaun?
Yes. Like when space.
When it was being the thing was being born from the fucking mushrooms or whatever.
No.
That's what that shit looks like.
Gotta watch that again.
Yeah, they repurpose a lot of stuff. Maybe the underlying animatronic is the same.
That's fucking amazing.
Pretty awesome. Hoth! They're on Hoth?
We went from Tatooine to Hoth on one planet.
Do you know the internal temperature of Tauntaun?
Lukewarm.
I see you've been checking out the PRPG memes.
You didn't say nothing about taking care of baby tracks. So long, Jerry!
What? Why wouldn't he bury him in the cave? Why wouldn't he bury him? I guess the smell.
Or smash him against a rock like a decent Greek. Oh, no.
Or feed Jerry to
that was
the drag
body.
Baby.
Oh. That was the body. I thought that he had the baby outside. Now I get it. Okay.
Like, what the fuck did these things eat?
We're going to find out real quick
apparently.
Here.
Little niblets.
I mean, is he going to try and, like, breastfeed? No, they're not mammals, so they don't.
Look at that fucking tongue coming out. Oh. The shit is a fucking legit.
Oh, it is.
Baby, God, love me.
Oh, from Dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
That's a great show.
Yeah!
I have it on DVD.
Nice!
I have The Library, man. I got all four seasons.
When I hit my daddy with the frying pan.
Not the mama, not
me. I'd be feeding that little fucking baby track like worms and shit.
You gotta get used to this stuff now, kid. Before it develops, like, an aversion to things.
I mean, I'm going to assume that, you know what, how he's giving him solids, because you know what? Fucking Jerry didn't grow no boobies.
Yeah.
There was no lactation.
That's what I'm saying. He's not a mammal. I made that comment. He's not a mammal, so there's no boobs. Smash!
You're like, oh, right. This shit is legit, man.
What, the matte painting?
No, the movement of the fucking puppetry or whatever. It's not like some Jim Henson shit, you know?
Wait. Jim Henson was actually pretty badass. Was there some Jim Henson involved with this?
I don't know.
Because, like, that's some great puppetry.
Here's our obligatory fucking Yoda scene.
right?
This is right on the heels of Return of the Jedi.
Right?
Wait, is that the same
thing? We're doing hat. No.
Okay.
Water's a little green, which concerns me.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, fucking Dagobah.
take a train.
Feel the force, Dad. Feel the force.
I guess he was an ugly little cuss. But no uglier than the pictures of all those other kids that used to be shown around the mess.
Aw, Snuggles.
And no dependipotamus to worry about. He's great.
Yeah, but I don't think they give him that much maternity leave. Paternity leave? I don't know. Now, at this point, we've got a kid actor. Who, by the way, was Bumper Robinson? Who did a lot, who's currently does a lot of voice work.
Really?
So the kid in the suit is Bumper Robinson. It's kind of an interesting name. But, yeah, I looked at his IMDb and just does a ton of voice work for, like, Justice League and stuff like that.
Good for him.
Ben 10.
Because I'm a human and you're a drag. When do zombies get 4 or 5?
What'd you say?
When do zombies get 4 or 5?
Oh. Oh, yeah. They said zombies.
Zombies!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Technically 4 fingers and a thumb.
See? He's a zombie. Wait, no, it's zombie?
Zamis, yes.
Brains.
Zamis. We've got like three or four like songs we can pull off this movie.
Dracoon.
Because my parents were human. Your parent was a dragon.
And he's buried outside.
Your dad was so cool, he was Dracula.
Dracula?
Yeah. This whole serial, actually. That's another thing.
But does he have to invite him into the cave? Can he cross the threshold?
Spring him holy water.
Wind blowing. That's boring.
Yeah, but it sounds like an engine.
Oh, it's fucking slavers.
Why are you running? You have to grab him?
I would have told him to stay put.
Oh, shit. You weren't kidding about the slavers.
Dude, that's what it was, the trash he ran into. The whole reason they're in the system is for resources. That was what they said at the beginning of the film. Like, we're here, you know, like we're the Drac were camping out on resource-rich planets. Might not be, like, the best places to live, but, you know, if there's a shitload of freaking platinum, you want it, you know?
The Kyber crystals on this planet.
Did you hear my theory about the new Star Wars movie?
Yes. Which is interesting.
Hey, if the Empire harvested all the Kyber crystals, the wreckage of the Death Star is going to be the only place to get them.
Right.
I like the bow and arrow thing. I don't know why I like that, but I do.
So you may recognize one of the guys coming up here. He was in Fifth Element as the general, and he was in Blade Runner as one of the replicants.
Oh, shit, speaking of Blade Runner.
Yeah, no, he just passed.
That was like 2 weeks ago?
Okay? Wait, what?
Rucker Howard
died like 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah. I think he was like 86.
He lived a long life.
That's
ironically, in the film and in real life, he died in 2019.
No really? Shit. Really?
Yeah.
What?
Roy Batty died in 2019. And So did...
look good for him.
So did Rucker Howard. So the guy's name is Byron James. You'll recognize him when you see him.
Always go in the direction of the rising of the sun, huh? Never in the direction of the setting of the sun. Is that clear? Because if those men ever find us, we'll never see each other.
Bad human. It's like every dinner with any kid. But Dad, shut up and eat your dinner. I mean, wouldn't it make sense to, like, set Zamis up for, like, safety and then, like, book out with the freaking slavers and then come back and get him?
He put a fucking jersey on him. I just noticed that shit.
Shh. I don't know where you got the reflective material.
19. Yeah, right? Number 19. Houston Oilers, they don't exist anymore. I think now they're the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, but how many teams have been changed over the years and then end up going back home eventually and renamed back to the original name? Like, not in football so much, but in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, the Senators are there again, and they were there. They weren't a team for a long time.
So at the time of this, the Houston Oilers, the quarterback was Warren Moon.
Yeah.
Who ended up going to the Vikings later.
Was this number 19?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look this. You know what? Fucking right. The power of Google.
What, you looking up some Russian shit? Enjoy your Google. DuckDuckGo that much. Product placement for DuckDuckGo.
It won't track your data. Is dog pile still a thing? Apparently he had a bunch of duct tape floating around.
Oh!
So touching. And then they like fall into the pit with the snake with the
shit.
With the Sarlacc. With the cut rate Sarlacc.
Are you the one that did the meme for the Area 51 or kind of the Sarlacc? They're gonna raid the Sarlacc?
No, that was somebody else.
I've seen that one.
That shit is funny.
Yeah, it's a new one. I saw it. I think I saved it and I'll put it up later, but oh, it's a bread ball? Maybe it's like a big mushroom or some shit.
Ah, shit.
Nope. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, kid. I see what you're saying, though. I have seen that level of beard on him before, and it looks like that.
Are you sure it was real?
No, but if he gets it applied the same way every time, they must be getting applied the same way every time. Aww. You know, I have to wonder if they referenced a lot of, like, how kids behave when they're adopted by different cultural families.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it seems to be tied to this, like, from some stuff I've read or heard about.
You know, and I give this movie credit, too, with the level of consistency that they have, right? Like, in this scene right here where they showed the hands and stuff like that, he still has the fucking burns from fucking years, you know, previous. You know, fucking now, like, people forget about that shit.
Oh, he heals. It's
good.
Yeah, right?
It's good.
You know, fucking he has Wolverine's healing factor. All good.
And magical beard straightening properties.
Dude, he's got a comb hidden somewhere. Like, the best beard comb ever, and just for hair men.
Obi-Wan here.
There should be like an entire like Dennis Quaid beard grooming line that's straighteners. You know,
the Davich line of beard. Well, when you get stranded. Now, wait a minute. I don't know that I've ever actually seen it, but what was a movie with the volleyball?
Winston?
Wilson. Castaway.
Castaway.
Did he grow a beard?
That was a legit beard.
Yeah.
For the movie. He grew
that shit. Well, he's a legit actor. I mean,
yes, he is.
And they filmed it backwards, the way that I understand it.
What?
He grew and did all the parts, all of the island parts, stuff like that. He got over there, and then when he got cleaned up and all the other ones, like they had to.
They worked it backwards. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Because he's.
Look at how cut dude got.
Like Tom, you know, he's one of those, what do they call him?
Method actors.
Nice. Oh, he seems like a freaking decent guy, too. Like,
who, Dennis Quaid?
No.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks? Oh, yeah. Tom Hanks is... Tom Hanks and Gary Sinise are huge amazing. On vet support.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge on vet support.
Love those guys. I
actually
can
have,
see
like,
the line. Come on. Their FX was so good. Now I can see the fucking line. Why are they dressed like...
So not that this means anything,
Star
but the zombies, the character, the actual person.
Yeah.
Is he black?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it helped with the makeup.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
I mean, his acting is...
Because obviously, like, whatever the whenever they get with the slavers, the dude that's...
There he is, on the left. Boy that we recognize.
He was in Blade Runner.
Yeah, that's the guy I was talking
about.
Yeah,
that's the guy.
His name's Byron James.
He actually died young. He died at 54.
Really?
Yeah, he died shortly after Fifth Element.
Why is that guy on the right? Oh, well, now on the left. Why is he on the right? Why is he making me feel like he should be in Lost Boys? He looks a little,
I mean, it's about the time.
He looks a little, what's his face? What's the Lost Boys guy? Kiefer Sutherland?
Which one? Well, he had Kiefer.
Yeah, he looks a little Kiefer Sutherland.
You had both of the...
You're talking about Superman?
Well, you had both the Corys. Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, the dude, that was like in Lost Boys.
Whoa, check out the bunny.
Scratch his face. Like, hardcore. Dude with a ponytail like that is not going to...
He has the high ground! Samus has the high ground.
Slide your ass in that Slarnak pit. Sarnak? Sarnak?
Sarlacc?
Sarlacc. There we go.
You're starting to slur your words, man. Good thing you're not driving tonight.
Cheers.
Oh! Whoa. Nice shot! Oh, right through the throat.
Oh, my God.
Your roll's done, boyo.
Oh, fucking Samus. Really? Really?
No. Calm your tits. He's the main actor. He makes it through the film.
Okay.
Just took one in the freaking... You had the low ground. When you had the high ground, you were good to go.
Motherfucker. I guess my tits will have to go a little farther than they're about to go, but this is upsetting. This is very upsetting.
It's a deep film, man.
They're still not calm.
calm thine memories.
Wait, what? Spotlights?
Yeah, there's a rescue ship.
Okay.
Or a ship that rescues him.
Oh, that was a fucking awesome fate.
Prior to his...
That was awesome. It's beautiful.
Nobody was looking for him till now.
Yeah, right? You know, like that whole space battle and shit like that. Nobody come down there to go check him out.
Who is God? Like, I'm curious because there's like multiple ashes to ashes. Interesting. Very human. Very. Oh, twitchy feet. Twitchy feet.
This whole thing bothers me right here. Right?
Oh yeah, just like the disregard for fellow troops.
No, not this. What I'm just saying is like that, but like I'm dead, quote unquote. Right? Like, yo, dog, this is like 2025 or whatever. You know, space. You guys don't have like life scanners or you didn't take them to med. Like,
what bothers me is just
is
like
that a wreath?
Those are reason. Here,
drop
too,
a wreath
like,
right on him.
This mass production fucking jettison into
that really bothers me.
What's causing all these deaths?
They're for the war. These are recovered from the war. Like that last dude was only like a torso.
All right, so guys, just as a vet with you two both still in, I appreciate that you guys are offended. Like, thank you. Fucking awesome.
Oh, it's about fucking... What is it called? The Talman.
Barato. Tato Barato.
Yeah.
You're getting a fucking page 11.
There's some life force saying, fuck you.
I mean, at least they, like, rapidly, like, tried to save his life once they figured out he was alive. But, like, the disregard for the corpses, like, that really bothers me. I guess one thing like we take to heart is like putting people to rest.
Oh yeah.
I don't see that changing over time.
No,
I really like this transition, like the three levels they went through. Like,
is that a Baldwin?
Well, whatever it is, they're using the term Jesus in the future. Which I find fascinating.
So some sort of Judeo-Christian belief.
Like, they've had a lot of, like you're talking about God, and then all their references
I like those uniforms are pretty sad. Yes. It wasn't a taboo thing, you know? There weren't people that was like, oh, for the sake of whatever the movie is, you know, there was why there's so many Judeo-Christian references.
No. I'm not even saying that. I'm saying that it's fascinating.
There we go. See, that's what we say. He's been out there for 3 years.
Survived. You know,
this is where they realize he's been gone for 3 years. And there's his crew.
Hey, jeez. I remember her. Her makeup and perfect hair were exactly like they were in her fight.
Well, apparently, either people got transferred off station, or people died because there were a lot more people in their flight crew.
Apparently, females didn't have to wear their hair
up,
back, in no regulations, like a bun or
no regulations.
Yeah.
But what crushes me is like, you know, lots of makeup, you know, this is, you know, it's like when he crashed that or whatever. Like nobody went to search. There was no.
I really like the way that the laser was like tracing the outline of his wound. It was a real laser, and who knows what the, you know, fictional use is, but it looked like legit. Like I really like the practical stuff. I'm so like exhausted by digital stuff. I just really love what they're doing.
I'm guessing those guys are military intelligence.
Oxymoron.
Yeah, don't get me started, man. Freaking somebody's S2 screwed up bad last week and pissed me off. I'm not gonna go any further into it.
No way. I'm sorry.
Looks familiar.
You owe us for that at least.
Oh, he cleaned up well.
I can't let you go, Will. I just can't quit you, Will.
You look so good walking away.
They don't call it jumpsuit for nothing.
Yeah, like he really got clearance to take that shit out.
Yeah, right?
They ain't gonna fucking open the hangar for you, dude. Or does he shoot his way out? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rocking and rolling this crap.
Better get the
bobber in.
One through. I swear it. Do you open those doors? I'm going through. Open them up. Open the doors.
This is a court martial right here. I mean, that's his kid. I know a lot of dudes that would do that for their kids. Their fighters look a little wonky, but I'm definitely feeling the forward and reverse thrusters in place.
Yeah.
Why are you feeling the thrusters? EO complaint. What?
You know, the sapper rep almost showed up.
Your uncle?
These guys.
You know zombies? Zombies?
These guys look like freaking space Australians. Freaking rocking and rolling into the sand crawler here.
You get his little the P-38? Walter?
You think that's what he's got? It's like a tiny little.
I feel like yourself. Rugby, Zamis.
And they're all like, wait, like, white boy be speaking? White boy speak drac?
Daddy? Hey! What's all this standing around? Come on, back to work.
Like, I feel like there's a story with this guy's glass eye.
Yeah.
Where do you think you are?
But I don't think we're going to get the story. And a left and a right. Boom! This is like straight out of Indiana Jones here.
Right. Oh, sucks to be you, dog.
Later, bro.
That
crunch,
sucks.
Crunch. That was like the Indiana Jones tank sequence.
Uncle.
This guy must be from a different region of Drac.
Yeah, right.
He's Chinese. He's got like the, the Western accent, the Eastern accent.
Yo, that's the dude that from Gremlins that sold them the
Mr. Miyagi or Mr. Oh, now they think the Drac threw him in there. Oh, dinner?
Oh, we're naked.
Oh, there's probably a knife involved in that. Yeah, I was about to make a comment that we didn't see anything but white boys in this film, but.
What kind of trouble?
It's a butt stroke.
Come with your kid. I've come for my boy.
He would have never been able to convince his fellow troops to go on this mission.
Yeah, right?
They would have been like, you're out of your damn mind.
And then going back again, right? Now, so now, you know, stole a crap.
Oh, yeah.
Blasted the doors. Didn't nobody follow him.
He went like straight up Bergdahl.
Yeah, right? Like nobody's like, we're going to come get his ass real quick.
Like Bergdahl with like more noble intentions. He didn't desert for his own freaking...
Looks like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, well, there was a straight-up indie moment earlier with the whip. And it was like that tank sequence in Last Crusade.
Nice.
Except this guy got ground into, instead of the tracks of the tank, he got ground into.
Well, you know, so things again, they made it to, what is this, 2025 now? You know? The
Remington 2095.
2095. Remington 870 is still good to go.
So it was a 1911.
Yep.
Old boy had a 1911.
Takes a look at
it. Ooh. I'd say inhumanity, but in dracidity, I don't know.
As you're saying, right?
We're pretty clear these slavers are giant assholes. Curious to what the Space Geneva Convention would say.
Yeah, you don't think that those dragon men were working the pleasure halls?
No, they, no.
Oh, he's alive! He's alive.
Yeah, it'd be a shitty movie if the kid died.
It would, but you know.
Then he just goes. Engage. Then he just goes on a freaking murdering rampage and just kills everybody there.
Fuck yeah. That's what I want.
Dad strength.
Yeah.
Or uncle strength, I guess.
Uncle.
Daddy strength. What? Oh. Oh. This guy with his face scratched up. His big old belly. Oh.
Hey, this guy's BTA. Thanks for the hot tip.
This will be my new band name. BTA.
Come for the Drac. You see that I'm impatient, don't you? His name's Stubbs, but they never freaking say it.
I remember you now.
I shot you.
You killed my brother Johnny.
Johnny Stubbs?
Johnny Stubbs?
Better get cool, Drac.
I wonder
wonder if that's actually the kid. And now they go after him. They probably had to, like, get the repair bay cleared because they couldn't get in the ship.
Right. I think that was legit the kid, man.
I think
when
so.
When he was carving around like that, because, you know, back then, they didn't give a shit.
Actors union's like, the kid can take it.
Come on, kid can take that shit. He's flexible.
You just working for scale, kid. Working for scale, you can do this. Like, shotguns are not good.
When did he get his sidearm back? Didn't they had already disarmed him and had
no,
him?
No, I think it fell off of one of the other goons.
Oh, dude's got a hot rod.
Stick a hot poker up your ass. Oh, now the Drac are like, what's going on?
I'm not. What? Yeah. Oh, nice. Woggy?
That's it.
That's Pollywog? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They call him Toadface, you know what I mean?
I wonder if they have some sort of amphibian, like, similarities.
Well,
in their genealogy.
You know what? They're like, maybe not necessarily amphibian, but I was thinking, like, fucking iguanas.
Well, they look like them, but, like, sexually, like, aren't amphibians, like, dimorphic?
They can be.
Some species are
dimorphic. Some reptiles are as well.
I always love when people take time to, like, actually build a good, logical genealogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that shows, like, the kind of creativity I really respect.
Creativity makes science.
Yeah, when you take the time to, like, make it kind of try and make sense.
Return of the Jedi was over here.
Huh?
Like, this scene. Return of the Jedi, they did that.
Fair point.
This is also kind of Indiana Jones, too.
Yes. Very much so.
I'm feeling the indie vibe and the...
If they go riding along the tracks, we'll know that they've gone too far.
If anybody starts wearing a fedora, yeah. He was earlier.
Yeah,
he was.
It was a boonie hat. We had borderline.
Okay, we had a boonie and a whip. I mean, it's almost like a fedora.
Yeah, damn close.
Where are their like rifles? Like they knew they were going in to a hot zone. Where were the rifles? Like,
yeah, right.
Where's their armament? Where's uh-oh.
And why are there only
three?
And why is
that? Isn't it like two to a ship?
Two to a ship.
Why is that dude of all people wearing a mesh shirt and no underwear? I'm sorry, maybe I'm the only one that's noticed.
Who?
That guy.
Oh.
That guy, the one with the scarf.
Because it's hot. It's hot. It's really hot.
that's Bennett from Commando.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Come on, Bennett.
Oh my God!
Time to die. Oh, I don't need shit. This knife. I don't need this knife. I'll kill you with my bare hands!
This would have been so much better if they put a pipe
through him. We just totally spiked the audio level.
If they put a pipe through him and had like, gas come out, it would have been perfect.
Stupid. Remember when I said I'd kill you last?
I lied.
You know, Commando is kind of borderline sci-fi. Only because there's no way that would ever...
Oh,
come on, Zemmys.
Dude, we're going to watch Commando next.
I've got that movie, too.
No.
There's very few movies from the 90s and 80s.
It doesn't fit with
what
BRPG,
was that, the girl from Commando, Ray Chong Dong, or whatever?
She was amazing.
She's fucking hot.
Like, okay, you know my proclivity, and I still like her.
Yeah.
She's good. She's
I mean,
good.
I would love to see her in porn.
Hey, good looking is good looking. I don't
she's
care.
She's powerful.
It doesn't matter. You can acknowledge good looking regardless of what your tastes are.
But no, but I'm saying, like, with this chick right here, there is a level of heat that she emanates.
Yeah.
Which is like, shit is like, whoa.
You fucking, like,
you feel the temperature from
yes, right?
You throw off a rocket, you don't even know what's
going on. All right, yeah, all right, we got the touching. we got the touching sequence here.
Tadpole. Interesting. Considering the recent term we used that was...
Pollywog.
Yeah, pollywog, tadpole.
Wog. Yeah. That's the racist
term. That's fucking Chinese.
That's the racist term. Oh, so yeah, we determined there were different regions of Drac.
Yes.
And this guy came from a different region.
Okay. Yellower.
Because he's got a different accent, too.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man, I think that's the Vietnamese actor that's all in all, like, I don't remember his fucking name.
IMDb, man.
Wait, there's a narrator now? Suddenly there's a narrator.
It's been Will Davis the whole time.
What?
Yes. From the very beginning.
How many moons? And I know I see
no,
four.
No, no, no. They're
five.
On a moon. They're on a moon of a gas giant. That's not damage.
What? That's beautiful. That is fucking beautiful.
Amphibian makes sense with a green water planet. From an evolutionary perspective, I'm buying it. Maybe this brings an end to the war.
I like it.
Was added to the line of jury.
No commentary on whether or not he got court-martialed.
Yeah, right?
Or if he had to live.
Okay.
Did he get back pay? Ooh, 3 years of back pay.
He's got to see the VA.
Don't they usually do that with guys to get?
They do POWs and stuff like that. They do get their back pay. And they'll get promotions in cycle.
Nice.
For time of service. Time
so what you're telling me is Captain America should have been Major America.
He should have been like fucking
Brigadier General America.
America. Because he was like fucking what? Gone for like fucking, I don't know what.
40 years?
Time and grade.
Time and grade. This motherfucker got time and grade, but he ain't seen a day of service. What? He has got the date gap. Can you imagine the date gap? Yeah. I don't know. You got time and grade, man, but this date gap is retarded. All right, so that was Enemy Mine. What did you think? Haven't seen it.
I freaking loved it, man. Like I'm surprised. I want to watch it again when I'm not just like fucking bullshitting on the whole thing, because I want to like shed a few tears and not be in front of y'all when I do it, because it actually was fucking moving. It was actually a really good movie. I'm surprised. I'm surprised. I didn't know what I was getting into. It's good shit.
And I know you've watched the shit out of it.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely. You know what? This is one of the movies, you know, going all the way back to my early childhood that I've watched over and over and over again. But what draws me to the movie is the level of depth that and craftsmanship that they put in. Cinematography, it was what it was. But there is the artistry that
it was had, ILM.
It's just fucking amazing. Look at that. ILM. They had their freaking stinky pinky in every bit of freaking sci-fi. ILM.
Okay,
that's where Lucas made it.
Quit stroking Disney. All right, so what were
you saying? No.
ILM at this time was a Lucas product.
Oh, yeah.
It was, yeah. Yes, when you branched off.
And Lucas...
So where are we also talking about Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, so look at that. They prophesized that shit. Prophecy was made in 85.
This whole fucking thing is a Disney acquisition.
The prophecy of the Mickey Mouse. The great wisdom leader.
I will own all of entertainment.
If you missed it, we did have kind of an audio flub in the middle. We were recording from two sources. We'll see how well I can kind of patch things together, or we'll just go with the one. But there we are, Fob Theater for Enemy Mine.
Sweet.
Out here.
Danger close!